Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In chapter 13 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus tells the parable of the weeds and the wheat. He says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But when nighttime came, an enemy went into the field and sowed weeds as well. When the plants began to grow, the man's servants noticed the weeds along with the wheat and asked him about it. The man knew that the weeds were the work of an enemy, but when his servants showed their eagerness to get rid of the weeds, he stopped them. "No," he said, "because the farmer knew that the roots of the weeds and the roots of the wheat were now intertwined. If you pull the weeds out," he said, "you will pull the wheat out with it. We have to let them grow together," he decided. But he also makes it clear to his servants that this state of affairs isn't going to last forever. The good and the bad plants are going to stay together for now. "But," says the master of the field, "when the harvest comes, then there will be a separation. The wheat will be gathered into the master's barn, and the weeds will be bundled together and burned." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This parable is a perfect answer to the problem of evil. God created the human race good. He planted in our souls the seeds of truth, goodness, beauty, and love. But then the devil came in the guise of a serpent and sowed distrust, vain ambition, selfishness. And ever since, human freedom, which is the field God has planted, is sometimes used for love, sometimes used for hate, sometimes for virtue, and sometimes for addiction. And God can't prevent us from freely doing what is wrong, because it would mean taking away our freedom, and that would prevent us from freely doing what is right. If he ripped out the weeds, it would mean ripping out the wheat. So he waits and allows us to develop our freedom, either as weeds or as wheat. But it's up to us what our patch of the field, our patch of our freedom, will yield. And whatever it yields, whatever we cultivate, well, that will determine our destiny. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This parable is also about the kingdom of God, that is, the church. You might have noticed that the church isn't just full of saints or faithful people. We have some pretty bad sinners, some pretty unconverted, faithless people who consider themselves members too. I'm probably one of those. I guess I'm a weed. Some people do see me as a noxious plant. But God allows the weeds and the wheat to grow together, not just in His world, but in His church. Well, of course He does. Can you imagine what would happen if God kicked all the sinners out of His church? If He left in nobody but the perfect saints? It'd be a pretty empty field, that's for sure, wouldn't it? And think of all the people, all the little plots in the church that have started out full of weeds and then miraculously have had great virtues grow like giant stalks of wheat until the weeds die out all around them. In other words, think of the worldly people who have converted and become great saints. Francis of Assisi, or the newly canonized Charles de Foucauld. And think of the many priests and evangelists today who had such sinful pasts. If we just torn them out of the church and cast them aside, they'd never have contributed their amazing harvest to God. So don't be surprised that God is so patient with the unconverted who still remain in the church, in the laity, and in the hierarchy. And don't be in a hurry to condemn or excommunicate people. God certainly isn't. God wants to give people and His church as a whole more time before the harvest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's not just in the world and in the church that we see the weeds and the wheat growing side by side. It's in our own souls. Have you ever knelt before God and begged Him to rip the sin out of you? Have you begged, maybe with tears in your eyes, "Dear God, please take away my lust. Take away my vain ambition. Take away my resentment. Take away my addiction to food. Take away my compulsion to say every stupid thing that comes into my head." And have you noticed? He almost never does. Because if He did, He'd rip out the wheat with the weeds. If He took away your lust, it might also rip out your energy to love and make a family and serve your wife and kids, whether on the natural or supernatural level. If He took away your vain ambition, it might also rip out your impulse to work, to do something worthwhile, to make the world a better place. And if He took away your resentment, it might also rip out the opportunity to truly and completely forgive, which is the most beautiful and heroic love there is. And if He took away your addiction to eat too much, it might also rip out your humility, your realization that you are weak and you have to rely on God's unconditional love. And if He took away your intemperance of the tongue, it might also rip out your openness, your honesty, your ability to be hospitable and supportive of people who need someone to talk to. No, the farmer isn't just going to start ripping indiscriminately. There is too much good intertwined with our vices. It's our job to be very carefully, very persistently, and very patiently over the course of our lifetime, to set at work to untangle the weeds from the wheat so that the wheat can grow uninhibited. And if God is willing to wait while our soul is gradually purified, then we have to be patient as well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But this parable isn't meant to make us complacent. God is giving us time. Time to convert, but the harvest is coming. In the field of our souls, our families, and even that part of the church where we have influence, it's up to us to make sure the wheat gets the upper hand over the weeds before the reapers come. So keep at it. And don't be surprised that there's still a lot of weeding to be done, still a lot of sins to root out. And praise God, He's given us more time in the field. But it's not unlimited time. And we need to do everything we can before the harvest is here and the angels come to collect our soul and see whether it goes to the barn or into the fire. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what struck you about this meditation?
Actually, the last point, that while we have to be patient with ourselves and with others, we can't be complacent because the harvest is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I was so struck that a really great couple, the husband, who was really virtuous, really prayerful, really good dude,
mm-hmm.
He had cancer and I thought he was getting over it. And then I didn't see him at Mass for a while and found out he had died.
What?
Yeah. Now, he's such a good dude. I'm convinced he's in heaven.
Mm.
But it made me think how fast we can go.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go straight to heaven.
I'm not agreeing with you, sorry.
You are agreeing with me.
No, I'm agreeing with the first point on how fast we can go. I think you'll go straight to heaven because you got too many people praying for you.
No, but we can
carry a heavy burden.
No, I should be more converted. But I realize how much more conversion I need.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was really thinking about with this last point is that, yeah, we're all going to die, and it's actually going to come faster than any of us think, just because our life passes faster than we yeah. realize.
And I think with modern medicine, we just get the impression that everyone dies slow, with plenty of time for preparation, where you can talk to your lawyers and say goodbye to everyone.
Lawyers aren't going to help you grow in virtue.
Yeah, but everyone thinks they have time to get everything in line at the very end.
Yeah, but it's really dangerous to put off conversion till old age. It gets harder and harder to convert because the older we get, the more set in the ways we get,
mm-hmm.
and the less spiritually, psychologically flexible and adaptable we become.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't put it off because the older we get, the harder it gets to convert. But the other thing I was thinking about was that we won't know if Medjugorje is true until the church finally
sure.
decides.
Mm-hmm.
The fruits are really good
yeah.
with all the conversions. So Jesus said, a good tree produces good fruits. You know a tree by its fruits. The fruits look really good. But let's say it is true and all the secrets are true
mm-hmm.
and that those secrets will probably come to fruition during the lifetime of the visionaries who are my age or older.
Mm-hmm.
which means we could be living through a great purification in the near future. And specifically at Medjugorje, but not limited to Medjugorje, actually all of the Marian apparitions, there's this urgent call for Our Lady to convert while there's still time. And I hear some people saying, well, I just wish the time the secrets would come and the purification would come. No, you don't. No, you don't. Mm. We should be praying and fasting for the time to be extended and for more people to convert, because we don't want people to go to hell. We want to pray and fast and sacrifice and be in friendship and help as many people as possible to convert before it's too late. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see anybody miss their chance.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the exact quote, because I just saw a quote from a saint along these lines of just, if you are intentionally putting off your own conversion and you're putting off confession, you're putting off reparation for all of these things to any later date, God will come in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the thief comes when you least expect. Mm-hmm. And this is why Our Lady has been coming. And she's begging us, convert now. Why? Because you'll be happier. We will be happier when we convert.
Because mm-hmm. it shows us what we want if we're putting it off. We don't want it that bad.
Yeah.
There's never been a good thing that we're always putting off.
Yeah.
Unless we really don't, deep down, actually want it. And that's the thing that God is looking for. He wants us to want it.
Yeah. And then we have to take concrete steps to do it. Conversion has to be shown in deeds. So we should all, me first, spend time really asking, where am I not conformed to God? Where do I need to convert in my marriage, in my workplace, in my friendships, in my private life, mm-hmm. in my thoughts, in my words, what I fail to do? Where do I need to convert?
Yeah, what am I putting off right now, and why don't I want it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are two good. What am I putting off, and why don't I want to?
Thank you for that conversation.
Thank you. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.